Hey guys, welcome and welcome back to another episode of Seriously Podcast. I'm Mary.
I'm Brittany.
And guys, we are continuing our recap of All Blacks a la carte. We're doing episode 4 today. Yes. Drama, we're at a level, let's say 7 at this point.
A level 7 of drama. I'll agree. Yeah. Which is better.
Yeah.
We did ask for a lot.
We did.
We had a long list last episode of things we want to see, things we wanted to share, questions we need answer. They did up it up a little bit, so but questions are still.
Oh, it never stops.
No, questions, comments, concerns, especially our concerns, are heavy, they're strong, they're there.
Yeah. If you're new here, what are some of the main concerns we had? Requests that yes. we had?
One of our main requests was to give justice for Rain, give him more of a storyline, give him more drama. Let's see something go down with the sugar daddies.
Yeah.
And his, the guy Z, we want to see something go down there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's fine. Mahogany, we wanted just more sensibility from her, more brain using from her, you know?
It's not all the elevator doesn't go all the way up
there. Nah, it doesn't reach the top floor. It does not reach the penthouse.
Something's happening.
No. Shira, she was going through a lot.
She was.
We just wanted more healing for her.
Yeah, we definitely want to see a meeting, if you will, with her and Rodney.
In real life, I don't want to hear what this boy has to say, but in the drama world, let me hear the lies.
Let me hear it.
Let me see what he has to say, because there's nothing he can say.
Right.
I have the evidence. I have everything I need.
Yeah.
Misha.
We wanted you to confirm if you are a lesbian or not.
Yes. Let us know. Because it's leaning more towards yes. And that's okay.
That is.
That's okay. Live your life. Live your truth.
Absolutely. Listen, happy Pride Month. Guys, LGBTQ.
Shout out to Happy Pride Month. Yes. Shout out
we
to Happy
We see
Pride.
Y'all. We love y'all.
Love is love. Yes, absolutely. So Misha, if that's your community, go ahead, join it. Let's see what you're talking about. So those are our main concerns. So let's get into episode 4 and see if, and talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
A telltale heart is what this is.
Yes, she always come through with the title. She knows. A telltale heart.
No, they do not come through with the titles.
You come through with the titles.
Oh, yeah, me. Yeah. Yeah, I know the titles. I do my research.
She'd be confused by the titles.
I'm always confused by the titles.
I think all the titles have something to do with like a known saying. So there's something with the telltale heart.
Yeah.
I forget what that is. Do you know what it is?
I don't.
Okay.
But I don't think it. Yeah, I don't know. So we're going to do this in terms of like least to most drama.
Okay.
Okay. So we're starting off with. Who the hell is Sierra? I have Sierra in my notes, but that is definitely not her name. It is Shira.
It is. AKA it's actually Shira.
Is it?
It's actually Shira. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Sure. So let's start with her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's avoiding Rodney like the plague. Trying to do everything and anything that she can to just get her mind off of him. I think he's calling her.
Yeah.
And she has him as do not answer on her phone.
For me, I've never been to the point where I have to write do not answer. I'm just not answering. I don't know about you.
I don't know why people do that. But I don't have like all these names for do not answer, do not pick up.
Right. The devil, the words.
You can either just block them or just don't pick up.
I don't think people know that in 2022, you can block people.
I don't think people know that they have like options.
I don't think so.
Like just saying, do not answer.
Yeah. You don't have to. But I guess people are weak and they need that. Like, I'm not going to answer this call.
I guess she's interesting. She's very weak. She sees the name and she has to answer.
Yeah. So she has to tell herself, do not answer.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't know she was in school last episode.
Right.
This episode, we're learning that she's into graphic arts.
Yeah.
Animation.
Yeah. Arts or animation, which I love that for her.
Yeah. That's great. I love that for black women.
I love it. And I feel like, especially in TV shows, you always see the, you know, conventional roles. So her being an artist, graphic design, I love to see it.
Love to see it.
So she does go meet up with her. This, I guess he's her partner.
Yeah.
But anytime they meet up, they never talk about work.
No.
They never do the work.
No.
And then all of a sudden, they both have to go. What was the point of meeting?
There was no meeting. He just found her.
It sounds Did he?
Yeah, because she was like busy doing her work.
Okay.
She was like, I'm really good.
Yeah. And she said, she did. She said, I am good. I love the self-reassurance. I love that.
And then he popped up out of nowhere and was like, so how do you want to do this? And she's like, what do you mean?
Okay.
He said, once again, we're in a project together.
We have a class. Like, do you realize what you're here for, Shira?
No, she does not.
No. But he does use that time to flirt with her.
Definitely.
Because we saw last week that he was interested.
Yeah.
And she was coming straight off this quote-unquote breakup. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a breakup yet.
No.
And so she wasn't really, like, paying him no mind. But this episode, she really was like, okay, who is this?
Yeah, because he's saying all the nice things that she wants to hear.
And that she needs to hear right now.
Like, I've been watching you.
I've been taking notes. And he even, like, told her how she needs to win awards for her work. Yeah. Like, beautiful.
Yeah.
Love to see that.
Love to hear the encouragement, the reinforcement.
Yes. This is the type of guy she needs on her side.
Yeah. So, Rodney who?
Who is that? You see, like, Rodney does not have to be your whole world. There's other men that are interested in you for more than just your looks.
And they're going to talk positivity into you. I don't know what Rodney does besides give a necklace and a ring box.
Listen, we don't know their relationship. They've been together for 5+ years.
And they were comfortable. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So we don't know.
We do know. He's a cheater.
We do know that. We do. We do. But let's see if Shira is going to be more open to this. And if they will actually get the work done.
The work is not happening.
Okay.
I just want you to understand that. But
I thought
we know
in
now that he's on her radar.
Yes.
Somewhere on the radar.
Yes, he's there.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad about.
At all.
So Rain, at this point, is at work. And Z comes in, as usual, not working, coming into... Because when Rain's in, he's working.
Yeah.
He's always on the grind, never paying attention. And Z is always, what you doing? What you doing? Do your work, sir.
You're going to get fired.
Yeah, you're going to get fired, and I'm not going down with you.
At all.
Because I need this money. That
definitely need the money.
I need the money. So Z comes in, and he's talking about some kind of ball, a prom night?
Yeah. Some kind of ball?
And, you know, Rain wasn't really trying to go, but he's like...
Change my mind in 2 minutes, counselor.
Open an argument?
Okay.
You'll have the hottest date in the room. And we don't need to call on any witnesses, unless you're into that. And in closing, you'll have the hottest, smartest, blackest,
corniest.
I prefer cheesy.
So, all in all, Rain agreed to go on this little, I guess, date, if you will.
Yes.
But if I go, you need to step up your game.
Yeah, you need to match my fly.
You need to match my fly. And he had to make a call and got him right.
Did he? Because he made the call.
He did.
And in my mind, when you have your own professional designer, there's tailoring involved. So you cannot just be asking for suits and this person don't get it specifically tailored
the day
to them.
Of. Well, apparently, he asked for the measurements and I guess it just miraculously
He just
worked.
Said small. That's what I heard.
Small!
Small.
Size small.
This is a man. It needs to be tailored to his body.
But apparently it fit. So when Rain pulled up to his house, you know, Rain was kind of like low-key impressed with like his style of his house. And the suit came out and Rain kind of like, oh,
yeah,
like, you look good.
Right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
But I remember they had a conversation about going to a ball.
Yes.
I remember a conversation about going to like an event.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. What time was this ball?
What time was it? When did it happen?
Was there food at this ball?
Because to me, it looked like y'all went out to eat. Y'all went to a dinner, which is not a ball.
I thought it was upscale.
I really thought.
Upscale ball, this is where all the name hitters.
Big hitters.
The big hitters are at.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they were not there.
No, because he's like, I got a pot roasting. I got a pot roast.
Right. So they were at his house.
Yeah, they were at his house. He's cooking something. And he said, I have it on the slow cooker. We can go out to the ball and come back and have dinner.
That's what he said?
That's what they did.
I was like, did they never make it to the ball? So why even writers? Why even set
you
up this?
Tell them now or during the QCC?
I'm gonna forget later. I just want to say one thing. Why even set us up with this ball and then just bring us to dinner? You should have said, can you come over to my house and have dinner?
Yeah.
That's it. Whatever. Writers.
So they went to the ball.
Yeah.
Or did they?
Yeah.
And then they had dinner. And also during this dinner, they like speak more on like a serious note, like getting they to do. Know each other, mm-hmm. which is cute. But then Gio. Then Rain is getting these notifications that a daddy wants his time right now.
Daddy. Right now. Like, right every minute wasted, the price is going up, and he's getting pissed off.
And he's getting possibly paid for this.
Yeah.
You're doing it for free with Z. So yes. He has to make a choice.
Do you want the real life potential love or the $10,000? Z, have a good night. I'll see you at work. Rain said, I'll call you. Or maybe see you at work.
Right. I got it.
I'll see you at work.
Got a blast.
He was gone. Because the price went up from $2,000 to like $10,000.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not in a position to turn that money down.
I cannot. I don't care how much I like you. I'm so sorry. I just like you.
I like you. And I'm just now getting to know you. There will be more opportunities like this. This.
We work together.
I'll see you Monday through Friday. 9 to 5. This right here, I gotta go.
What is this service? Because every minute it went up.
Yes.
Like, how badly does this just daddy to do a puzzle or
what? What do you want to do? It must be the dog walking guy because he seems like he's invested in this.
Yeah, so. And if you don't answer.
Yeah, he needs to be walked. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, I'm not mad at Rain. He had to go.
Yeah.
He had to go. But I, QCC.
Misha and Nicole are in a good spot. They are actually a couple. Lesbians move fast. That's what I heard.
They do. And they're holding hands. They probably just went on a date. It was turning into more than just sex,
mm-hmm.
which is nice to see.
Yeah, that's cute. But then Nicole comes with a request.
A request. Nice. Yeah, she does. She does. Her request. And it was a request because it wasn't even a suggestion. It was like, you should do this. And here's the contact information. She told Misha to get her vagina pierced. I'm gonna have fun with that. So just go ahead and do that.
Do that for me, because I will then pleasure you more, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna have fun with it.
Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, and why?
Emphasis on the why. And Misha was kind of like, oh, like I feel like Misha is not herself with Nicole. Like she just wants to do whatever she says, and just wants to like please her.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's interesting. I don't mind putting a ring on it. Are you going to come with me? Nicole said, no.
No, I got things to do.
Because first she said, no, I ain't doing that with you. You go ahead.
I actually don't like pain. That's what she told her. You do it because I want to please you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it because I don't like pain. And I don't care how much pain you like.
No. No, because. And then she's like, oh, I have a friend. Don't worry, she's in the basement, she's sterile.
Yeah, not licensed.
Not licensed, but she's good.
Yeah, and she's pretty to look at.
What does that matter? Who cares?
But Misha, I'll do it. Excuse me?
She ran with it. What? What are we talking about?
Misha, who are you right
who
now?
Who are you, and why are you? What is going on?
Make it make sense. We
don't understand it. And of course, you know, you want to have your little fun. You want to do adventurous things. But at what cost?
What if something happens?
What if you get infected? What if you don't like it? What if it hurts? Like, a lot of what ifs.
And you're just going to say yes because this woman who you just started dating requested it? And what she's not doing it herself?
Yes. If I'm going, you going too. Or at least come with me to support me. This is your idea.
She said, no, I have things to do.
She said, no, go ahead. You be all right.
My friend know you coming. I told her that you'll be on your way.
I already told you before I even asked you. I told her you was coming.
Crazy.
Because she knew. I don't know if I trust Nicole.
No. She's a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little weird to me.
Yeah.
But Misha ends up getting it done.
Like yeah.
A foolish woman.
Right.
And the next day, she's at work. She's a little sore.
Yes, she is. She can't even sit right. Can't even think right.
And that corny teacher comes in.
Mr. Adams.
He's just been making himself comfortable in her classroom. This is my free time.
I don't need to be talking to you, sir. Go somewhere. I'll see you in the teacher's lounge.
She ends up giving him her number because he's like, oh, I can get you some school supplies.
Oh, yes.
She desperately needs because it's hard out here for the teachers.
Shout out to the teachers. Shout out to y'all.
Y'all hard working out here. Mm-hmm. So then later on, she's in the bathroom. And Nicole texts her and is like, well, how was it? She's checking up on her.
Did you get it done? Did you do the assignment?
Let me see a picture.
Yes. Let me make sure you got it done how I like it.
That ain't no problem. I'll give you a picture right now. Takes the picture. Mm-hmm. So on the show, nobody know how to use phones.
No. We already saw the mix up with, I say Randall. Rudolph. Who's Rudolph?
Rodney.
I was just blasted on the TV. People don't know what their phones look like. And then we got Mahogany, who lost her phone in Caleb's car. Nobody knows how to use phones or keep track of phones. So we got Misha.
We have Misha. She takes the picture. She approves it.
Yep.
Sends it.
Yep.
Puts the phone down. Then says, oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
She sent it to the coworker.
Yes, she did. I don't know about you, but if I was to ever send anything risky, even if it's a shady text, I'd look. Who am I sending this to? I check at least 3, 4, 5 times. Like, and if you're in the text message,
talk about it.
If I open up the text message, hey guys,
this is how the phone
I'm
works.
In the conversation. I can choose send picture in that conversation, will go straight to that person because I'm what?
In the conversation.
It's not going to shoot off into someone else's conversation.
No, it wouldn't. That's not how the phones work.
And even if, I don't know.
There's no explanation.
I'm thinking maybe she saw the text from Nicole. Then at the same time, Mr. Adams texted her. And she opened up Mr. Adams' text and sent it, like, not thinking. But
no,
very rare.
No.
No, we're not.
We can't give back.
You wanted to send that to him at this point.
Yeah, because all he asked was, how was the supplies with the kids?
And you send that. How was the supplies with the kids?
Interesting.
And, yeah, and she's freaking out.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. She's like, I could lose my job. I mean, that guy's not going to complain.
No. He definitely thinks that complain. You want him now. He's convinced.
Yeah. I think 2 episodes ago, you said that you feel she is interested in him.
She is interested, but... Now she's in a relationship and she's trying to be...
Is it a relationship?
It's a relationship. She done did something that was requested on her body.
That is relationship behavior. Okay.
Okay.
So she freaks out and she tells her friends. Because the friends don't know any of this. So she has to... for me to tell you what just went down, I have to give you all the back row story and don't ask no questions.
No questions. We're not talking about that. We're talking about
this. We're not bringing that up. And so the friends are like, wait, what? You gay? You lesbian? Rain is like, she gay, y'all.
She gay, y'all. Know, listen, he's the expert.
He does. Everybody's going to know. He's going to know. He said, she's gay. She's gay. They want the details. That's the worst, though. Sending a picture to someone that wasn't supposed to get it?
Yeah.
Kill me. Shoot me dead.
I have to leave the earth.
I have to move.
The earth.
The earth.
No longer for me.
Mars, I'm coming.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up, Scotty. I have to leave. I gotta go.
Jimmy
Neutron, gotta blast. We gotta go.
So let's end things with Mahogany.
Ooh, our girl.
Sis has completely lost her mind.
Let's talk about it.
She's not all right.
Let's talk about it.
She's not okay.
She calls her mama. Shout out to Kelly Price. Mama Kelly Price give her some words of wisdom and some words that we're all been thinking, like, what's wrong with you? Or... Yeah. Because Mahogany's just crying, like, why I didn't see the signs. I'm like,
what signs?
What signs and what are you talking about?
That's the theme for the whole episode for me. Like, every time she came on the scene, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Because if we really talk about it, you and Caleb was just sex. I mean, y'all rarely got deep. Y'all never talked about a relationship or a future with each other.
None of that happened.
It was just, and you told him straight up, just sex. What I did like about Mahogany's mom, she did say, well, why don't you just ask him? Yeah. Ask him the truth. Talk to him. Because, you know, perception is not what you seem, which is the truth. Because right. The old girl just pulled up pulled up on him. He was not expecting her. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So Mahogany was like, no, I don't want to hear the lies. But I'm kind of with Mahogany too, though, because, like, you know, men, some men, they like to lie.
Yeah.
They like.
Everybody lies.
Everybody lies. The whole world be lying. People be
but then
lying
again, off. It goes back to her. She's the one that hit him up talking about F love. Let's just have sex.
So for you to be this hurt.
And tell me I feel stupid and men are liars. Huh?
Because you guys, I don't know if we missed an episode.
We must have missed an episode or a scene or something.
Where y'all talked about being exclusive or actually building something, being serious. I mean, I've been in the situation where you kind of like feel like, okay, I feel like we're on the straight path. Mm-hmm. But then he'll switch it up and be like, no. And you're like, well, I mean, I guess not. Like,
I get that.
Yeah.
Because in situations like that, y'all start off like dating.
Yeah.
But she wasn't dating him.
No. It from the gate, it was sex.
Right.
And for her to think, like, I don't know. I think he was probably whispering sweet nothings in her ear. She got confused.
Maybe. But I agree that she should just listen to her mom's advice.
Yeah.
And just talk to him. Back at the club, him and his ex, you know, they leave to get out to go get something to eat. And then they notice the gift
on the floor that Mahogany left. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And she ran out. Bianca, his ex, is like, what is this?
Right.
Why is it here? Who would leave such a thing?
Right. Like, first of all, you don't know what I got going on here. If it's here, it's mine. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But he looks at it. And he's like, oh, that's from my home, my friend from back home, Shira. That's what he said. Am I wrong? Did he not say that?
No, he did say that. You're not wrong.
He did say that. So I don't know if this was a cover. Because maybe Shira, because remember Shira's an artist.
Yeah.
Maybe she painted it. And so Mahogany left it. So he's like, oh, it's from my homegirl Shira.
Because remember she was painting something. No.
No.
That was after.
But you don't even know Shira, Caleb. What are you talking about?
What did he say? My homie Sha.
I don't know. But I do know subtitle says Shira. So I don't know, her writers, if you guys want to fix that. If you want to reach out to the team over there that's fixing this, something's wrong.
Something's off, guys. And we need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So next day, she's at work, smeared mascara, tears running down her eyes.
Embarrassing. You are an embarrassment to society.
Why are you crying?
And this hard? You're going to bring it to work? Let me tell you, I've been hurt before, and I do not bring that to the job.
All.
I've been hurt by a guy I worked with. You wouldn't have known.
Bring it to the
I
job.
Said, next, right in the cashier register. Next.
He could be standing right next to me. Next.
I need this in the size 4. Come on.
She was down bad.
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 You got to do better than that, sis.
How long did you know this man?
2 weeks. At most.
Fabiola, get a grip. Was not having it. Get it together, girl.
Fabiola should have fired her right then.
Yeah. There. But she needs somebody to be her assistant.
Right. The event is like tonight.
Yeah. You're lucky.
You are so lucky. Because what are you doing?
Right.
You're eating junk food, looking a mess, crying. We got a launch.
Not on my watch. Not on my dime.
No. Are you stupid?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
What are you doing, girl? She really pissed me off.
I know.
She was just like at work, boo-hooing.
Do that on your own time.
When
not on company time.
When you walk into this building, all those personal issues, leave that out there.
Sorry. You got work to do. We got stuff to do.
Oh my God, she really pissed
She's
me off.
She's different. Every week we're like, Mahogany.
Are you okay?
What's going on? So she goes, she has to, you know, get this frustration out. So she goes to the gym. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her trainer is her ex.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of like their dynamic because even though they're exes, they're friends. And he gives her the truth because he told her, you the one that said F love.
Right.
Let's have sex. So it's like, how are you really mad?
Right.
Can't really be mad.
And even she was like,
look at you.
She's like, you forgot? Why do men always lie? They think they can have their cake and eat it too.
Girl.
What are you talking about?
What are we? Yes, you're. I understand you're mad if this was your boyfriend.
Yeah, wrong scenario.
Wrong scenario.
You said you wanted to have fun. Meanwhile, you over here planning weddings and thinking of baby names and shit. What's that?
Serious, Gary. That's not true. Why can't men just be honest and upfront instead of stringing us along?
Wrong anger. Just wrong. Because you're trying to be somebody you're not. Right. And look, now look at you.
Whoa, little mama. Bring it down.
Whoa, little mama. Come on now. And then Rodney walks in.
Yeah.
And she's mad at him. We kind of going back to Shira. I don't understand. That's another thing. QCC. Never mind.
At this point, to Mahogany, all men are dogs and liars.
Every single one.
Because she was pissed off when she saw Rodney. So that just took her to another level.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully so. That anger definitely told Rodney.
That's the right scenario.
Yes, your anger is what Shira can be feeling, yes, and should be feeling. You
have no problems.
You can be annoyed, like, oh, he has a girlfriend. He even tell me, right. Fine. You can be annoyed.
Absolutely.
But crying?
Not acceptable.
We're not doing that.
Absolutely not. We're not. And then she has said something like, I wish men would be like more upfront so we can tell you if we want to accept it or not. What are you talking about?
What?
What are you saying? Upfront with who, what, where, and why? What are you talking about?
Because Caleb, let's go. Let's go to the Q freaking C.
Well, let's finish the event.
What happened?
At the event.
Open it back up. Let's go. I got so much to say. Go ahead.
At the event, you know, she notices the art piece and that pisses her off even more. So you gave somebody a gift and you're mad that they're using it.
Yes. Because now at this point, he doesn't deserve that gift.
You still haven't spoken to him because he called you also.
He did. He did call her.
Why are we mad?
Let's talk to him.
QCCs. Fabiola and Bianca, they are friends. So, you know, Bianca actually came because of the event and Caleb thought it was for him. He was like,
"You peep. You peep."
Okay. She said, "That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here."
She was like, "Oh, I can go see Caleb while I'm here." She was not thinking about Caleb.
He was not on her radar.
At all. She was like, "Oh, Caleb live here."
But she's claiming him as her man.
Yeah.
She's like, "Thank you so much for bringing me here. Like, this gave me a chance to, you know, catch up with my man." Okay.
Bianca, I'm a little, she's questionable. She's questionable.
Mind you, Caleb is in the background acting like a creep.
He is. And Mahogany, too, like, look at, but I'm like.
This is his bar. Of course he's here.
And which also didn't make sense to me. If Mahogany is like the first assistant and she's setting this up, why? She would have been there earlier with him. And they would have had a conversation way before this. You're not showing up.
You've done events, guys.
I am an event planner. Events by Simplicity. Follow it. But you're there before people come and you're setting up. Yes. The owner's there. What do you guys need? So y'all would have had this conversation. You're not showing up with the guests.
Right. But at this event, she does.
She does. And she's trying to dodge him. Mm-hmm. She's looking over her shoulder.
She's trying to dodge him, but also looking for him at the same time,
yes.
She finds out that Caleb is the boyfriend that Bianca is talking about.
Right. She didn't realize she was the girl that she saw.
She's like, "Thank you, girl. My man Caleb is the owner of this spot. Yep. Like, you gave him this opportunity. Thank you so much."
So Mahogany's like, "I'm kikiing with you, the enemy?"
Mahogany said, "Excuse me," and ran out of there. You're running again.
You need to grow up.
Why are we running?
Sit down. What happens to the days where you just put up a front and then save it for later? Like, what are you doing, Mahogany?
Caleb tried to stop her, but she started just running.
Running. And then at the end of the event,
she ran away, right?
Yeah.
But what did she do?
Came back. She came back and decided to take a bat to the painting that you gave to him. Like, that's really hurting him.
He look at the security cameras. He said, "Mahogany, girl, what are you doing?
What's going on in your head? Who is this lady?
She's a demon. What's happening?
Not a demon. Can we go?
We can go now.
Let's go to the QCC's question, comment, concerns, the writer's room. Let's just get Mahogany out the way.
Why?
What's going on? Okay, let's break it down, right?
Yeah. I want to know who hurt you.
Who hurt you?
Because it wasn't Caleb.
It couldn't have been Caleb. Let me tell you something. Caleb, from the jump, has, from what we know, from what we see, he hasn't been short of honest. He's been telling her the truth. Like we talked about before, perception. Okay, you know, I'm kikiing with you. He's, you know, dating Mahogany. They're having sex. They're talking every day, whatever.
We only saw him at night.
Only at night. So from what we do know, they are building something, whether it be just a sexual relationship or relationship. It's blurred lines, according to Mahogany.
Is it a situationship? Because they don't hang out. They don't go outside of his home.
They don't. But seeing him kissing another girl through Mahogany for a loop because she thought that they were building something, but they never had the conversation. And we need to have that conversation.
What's the something that she thought they were building?
She thought they were building a relationship or on the road to a relationship.
Okay.
So that threw her off. Delusion. Some women.
That on the board. Delusion.
Delusion. It's right here. Some women do create storylines and romanticize situations that do not exist
at all.
I've been guilty of that.
I think every woman has at some point.
Yeah. So, but then sometimes you have to take step out, take a look within, and say, can I really be mad?
Yeah. And also, this is a perfect time to speak to your friends, speak to your tribe, get a second opinion on what's going on, because they might, just like the ex was able to tell her, you're bugging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This could have been avoided early on had she told her friends, like, what was really going on.
But, and that's I didn't even think, why didn't she share with her friends? She told her ex, told her mom. Her mom is busy. She's drinking her wine, dealing with her own dad problems. Yeah. Shira asked you.
She asked you.
What's wrong? And you helped me through my situation, so why can't you come to me?
She was just like, nothing, girl, I'm going to bed.
What is that about?
Talk to Mahogany. What are you talking to me for? Talk to Mahogany. Ask that girl. Mahogany, what is that about?
What is that about? I guess because the friends judged her initially about this relationship with Caleb.
Then let's bring it back to that. You had a one-night stand with this man. Mm-hmm. What relationship did you think you were creating? Because you decided to do the one-night stand with him.
She did.
Then you text him drunk.
She did.
Saying, F love, let's have sex. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't do it. But then you ended up doing it the next day.
Yes.
And from then on, you were just having sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think in her mind, she's like, I'm bringing this painting. And when I bring this painting, that means we're together.
Right. Mm-hmm. After he had told you, I'm MIA for a few days, getting this place together for the reopening.
I would understand her anger so much more if they were in a space of, we're working towards something.
Yes. I would understand that if they had went on a date, if they were speaking more on, like, getting to know each other on a serious note.
Yeah.
But I feel like we never saw that. All we ever saw them say was, like, all right, I'll see you later. Yeah. Kiss and goodbye.
And even if she did that, F love, let's have sex, and let's say he switched the script and said, no, I want us to explore love.
Yeah.
And he said that to her, and she's like, okay, I'm down. And then she sees that. Go ahead.
Definitely.
Because now you're lying.
He led
to me.
You on.
Yes.
But this didn't happen.
It didn't. Would we prefer that to happen storyline wise?
Sure.
It would make more sense.
Yeah. I feel like the only serious conversation they had was at breakfast when he explained to her that he had an ex that left 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So she's basing it all on that, probably. Mm-hmm.
And she think he was lying about that, which is not true. He didn't know this lady was coming back.
No, he did not.
But he's also not opposed to her coming back. Because even when she was kissing him, he's like, wait, let's hold on. Yeah. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about where you've been? What we're going to do? Like, he wanted to see what's up.
Because he is single, so he can kiss whoever.
He can do whatever he wants.
Just like you are single.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
But you're choosing to cry.
Yeah, but I think also us as women, we don't like to have conversations with these men. We kind of like make assumptions and
definitely,
just like, oh, he's not going to say, oh. But we need to normalize having conversations.
Yeah, being open mm-hmm. and communicating. Because her mom told her, speak to this man.
Yeah.
I think her ex kind of alluded to, you need to just speak to this man.
Yeah.
And she just created this story that, like, he's a liar. He don't deserve my time.
You gotta stop doing that.
And I know better now.
Yeah. I'm all for the conversation. I think now. Back in my younger days.
Oh, then that's what it is then, because she is young.
She is young. Once you hit that 3-0, I don't care. 3-0. You learn that you need to have a conversation.
Yeah. You are more open to communicating because you just are.
Yeah. Because we don't have time to waste on, ooh, what ifs, what does he think? What do you want to do?
What is it?
What is it? What is happening? Are we in it or are we not?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Definitely. It's because she's young.
Yeah.
Because crying at your desk, granted, we're of a different breed. Because we were never doing that at that age.
No, not, even hurt, like I said, worked with the boy. You would never know. Hello. But I wasn't talking to him.
Right.
But I'm going to business as usual.
Yeah. I don't know what. I still don't understand the tears. She says she felt stupid, but I think the more she thinks about it, it's like, maybe he was right. Or maybe he didn't do anything wrong. And now I definitely feel stupid.
Yeah.
Because I created this whole story of him being a liar and him not being a good person. When it's like, now I can't face him. That's what it's coming off as.
Yeah.
So I'd rather sneak into his bar mm-hmm. and vandalize it.
Yeah. She's young. We're going to chop it up to she's young.
She's young. So what do you think is going to happen? I'm thinking Bianca's like, arrest that woman. And he's probably going to be like, no.
Mm. No. Stop it right there.
I know this woman.
I think that he's gonna catch her vandalizing, and she's like, yeah, you're a liar. And I'm like, what did I lie about?
Right.
And he's gonna try to explain himself, and yeah, I think she's gonna end up feeling stupid.
Yeah, she's gonna fall for him
and then I think we'll really see the a la carte, because then once he apologizes, I think he's still going to deal with Bianca.
Oh, definitely.
But he still wants to talk to Mahogany.
Yeah. Why does Bianca think that that's her boyfriend, though?
That is her boyfriend.
But he said that that's his ex from 2 years ago.
I don't know who's lying. Is Caleb lying? Is Caleb a liar?
Maybe. Or did Bianca romanticize their break?
Or
is Caleb lying?
That. Or did they break? Or was the break Bianca's decision, and now that she's back, the break is over. I'm back, and I want you, so...
You're back on my time.
Yeah. Okay. I'm reclaiming my time. Yeah. This is my time.
Maybe.
That's what it's giving. That's her energy.
Yeah, possibly.
So he's like, oh, we broke up, but she's like, not today. We're actually together now. So he has to move when she moves.
Yeah, because she is staying with him.
So. Interesting. Interesting. And if Bianca finds out about Mahogany, will she try to sabotage her work with Fabiola? Because Fabiola's her girl.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
So that's another thing we have to look out for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Next person. Next on the docket.
Misha.
She's gay. She is.
That's it.
Case closed. Nothing else to say.
She's gay.
I just hope that she is actually happy in the sense of not just doing things to make Nicole satisfied.
Right.
Because she's just trying to keep up with Nicole.
Yeah.
You can't keep up with that lady.
No, she's a different breed.
Different breed, different level. You cannot catch up.
Slow your roll.
She with the big boys. You just getting started.
She's in a level all on her own. A league of her own, honey.
Stay in your little kiddie pool.
Where you are.
So, yeah, she got to bring that down. So.
What about... Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams thinks that he's in. He got the in. Because he already think like Mahogany's a freak. Not Mahogany, Misha.
Yeah.
I found your vibrator in the classroom.
Yes, he did.
Now you're sending me a picture of your peers.
And I asked about the kids.
I, I asked about the supplies, and you sent me a picture of your vagina.
Yeah.
Pierced. So
you're sending mixed signals.
There's mixed signals. And he's definitely not complaining because he's interested in Misha.
Yeah.
So he wants to see what's up.
Do you think Nicole would be upset? Because she didn't end up sending a photo to Nicole either.
She didn't.
She just left her in red.
Yeah. What would Nicole be upset about?
Her sending her picture to someone else.
I don't know if Nicole cares enough yet. I don't know. It's giving...
It's up in the air at this
point. Giving... You're my weekend girl. I'm not really getting relationship from Nicole. Like, you're my little girl.
You're my little plaything.
You're my little plaything. To me. You're my little play.
You
play.
Do what I say. You are where I need you to be.
That's it. When I call, pick up, and that's it. That's what it's giving. So I don't think Nicole's going to care about anything.
Okay. Next on the docket is Rain.
Rain. Writers, cool. You gave us a little bit more drama. So now we're seeing that Rain's thing is something real with Z or chasing the money.
Yeah.
Getting to the money. This episode, he chose the money.
He's always going to choose the money, in my opinion.
That's what it's giving. Yeah.
He's where the money resides.
Where the money resides. That's on Mary Had Little Lamb. Yes, he is. And Z, sweet boy.
Humble. Humble home. He said, oh, this is where you live?
Humble abode. Yes.
Nice. This is real nice.
Real cute.
Okay. He's definitely feeling Rain, 100%.
Oh, my God. He won't leave Rain alone.
No. That is his boo thing. But do you think his attitude would change now? Because, like, you left me high and dry at the dinner, and you just said you're going to see me at work. So.
But did he leave him high and dry? Because he didn't even know that the pot roast was happening until he got there. True. And they went to a ball, which I thought would have food. And they came home and ate dinner. So I don't know what time this ball was. I don't know if there was food at this ball.
Right. It's not.
Was it a ball?
Sense. We'll see what happens with Z and Rain. I definitely think something might, you know, stir up.
Might.
Maybe. Shira, we ain't got much to say about her. Nothing went down.
No, until she talks to Rodney.
Oh, I think I did want to say something. I knew I was going to forget, though.
What? Oh, Rodney texting her. Oh, did I leave stuff at your house?
Yes.
Child. Everything would be outside.
Everything would be in a box because I don't want to, especially if you're saying do not answer, then give him, why are you giving him reasons to call you?
Right.
Take your stuff.
It'll be outside for you.
But then also, I thought they didn't live together.
Let's talk about this living situation.
Real quick. I remember Rodney and Shira not living together and wanting Mahogany to move out so he can move in.
Right.
But apparently once they broke up, he needs to get back on his feet. He has nowhere to go.
He's staying with Mahogany's ex.
And until he gets back on his feet, and it's just like, why don't you have a place to stay?
So this Where tells were you? Me, right before Mahogany even thinks about moving out, you had already given up your place.
Yeah.
You probably were staying with Shira then.
Unless that conversation was a lie and they were living together. Writers, I don't know. It's weird.
I thought he lived by himself.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then, like you said, he was about to move in with Shira, but he must have broken his lease or something.
Something's not right.
Something ain't adding up.
It ain't adding up. So now he had. So let that man. If he was up there, let that man get himself so he can get out of your life. Is she trying to keep that door open?
Maybe. Sometimes people do just like the chase.
Yeah, they like to chase. I don't have time.
No, don't chase me.
Don't chase me.
I'm not
me.
Running. Your stuff will be waiting for you out the door.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. Mm-mm. So, but I'm still, like we said before, we want to have that conversation. We still need that Rodney and Shira conversation.
We just want to hear the excuses for drama purposes.
For the drama purposes, for the storyline. You know? Let's just hear what he has to say and see if Shira will take him back. I don't think so.
No.
But yeah, so let's, so that's it.
Yeah.
Episode 4 of A La Carte. We, as you can see, we had so many questions, comments, and concerns. So we still only have like about 2 episodes left until these things get answered, writers. But we love it. So So until next time, guys, you can make sure you follow us on social media at Seriously Podcast and listening to us on all podcast platforms at Seriously Podcast and watching us on Black Oak TV. I'm Brittany.
I'm Mary.
Bye.
Bye.
That's new.